Thank you for listening to the Asher Brothers Podcast, an entire podcast usually made up of scraps from NYPD Blue Balls, a completely different podcast. Sometime in the future, though, you are going to get an entire episode of original content that has nothing to do with NYPD Blue Balls. I just don't know when. There's a lot of stuff happening right now because of the holidays. It's hard to record, it's hard to edit because we're just so busy. So I hope you enjoy this little Christmas present. Some stuff cut out of NYPD Blue Balls episode, season 5, episode 20, Hammer Time. It includes a very long story that's very funny from Papa Asher and some little stuff here and there. Hope you dig it, and I'll be talking to you when it's over. Peace.
So what, dude?
Maybe it's just how you speak, but it's very low when you speak.
It's me?
No, not you. You're fine. Don't worry about your volume ever. Because I can control your volume from...
Oh, like 2 minutes ago, you were bitching and moaning about the volume and the levels and all this shit.
I was trying
to... Now I'm not supposed to worry about it?
I was trying to make it decent, and now I'm trying to make Dad decent. But it's going to be difficult because he's farther away from the microphone and he speaks softer than we do.
Now speak up.
I mean,
tell him to scoot up and speak up.
Man, I'm sitting on the chair. I mean, on the bed. There's nothing. I can't get any closer unless I sit on Kirk's lap.
Yeah.
Christmas is kind of coming early then.
It's also because just by the direction of how things work, it's going to be difficult. But.
Wait a minute, you want me to do this or you don't?
I do. Calm down.
First minute I get here, you start complaining about what I'm not doing right.
See, this is an every podcast situation here, Dad. I'm glad you're seeing this for the first time. Is he recording so we can get this out to the people so they can see that he's difficult?
I think he is recording because it's like 6:39, 6:40, so it's going.
What I love...
Although they may not be able to hear me because I speak too low.
What I love is that...
And you're too far from the microphone.
What I love...
I'm not in the right direction.
What I love is the one person that works on this shit that actually makes it come out is the villain because he wants it to be at least decent.
Well, I tried to make it decent. I was making sure that my sound was decent and I got yelled at.
Hey, Kyle, remember...
I don't know what you want me to do.
Remember only like a few short months ago when you just fell asleep when I was talking?
Yeah, I was tired. Shit happens.
Okay. Everybody ready?
I think we've been ready for a while now.
Great.
This is great. I can already feel the anger in Kirk's voice. We normally don't hit this till about minute, like, 15, so I'm glad we were able to get this right before we even started.
So did I ever tell you the story, Kyle, of this whole thing, right? This minimally invasive...
Surgery.
Which they put you up in a gynecological chair and then start shoving stuff up your wiener. Right? So right away, minimally invasive kind of goes out the window.
Well, right? I mean, for you, it's pretty minimal.
What I loved about picking him up after this procedure, because he's like, they put you in stirrups, they start shoving shit into your dick, and then, because there's not enough room in the room, people just start touching your feet as they move around.
Yeah, so they put you in this little room, you're on this table... Right? So first they say, the one woman takes me in the room and says, okay, take everything off below your waist and your shoes, but you can leave your socks on. Well, what a great look that is. Then they put you in the chair, and then just before the first thing, you know, slides up your wiener, a third person comes in the room, and then they start continually changing their places. But because the room's so small, they're continually bumping into your feet. Okay? So, if somebody's shoving multiple objects up your wiener, you want to get your legs spread out as far as possible. You know, to give them room to work. But if they keep banging into your feet and keep closing it up, it's a little bit annoying. I come out of the surgery and tell Kirk that, and he thinks that's hilarious. No, that's not hilarious.
Well, that's
not, ridiculous.
No, that's not how you said it. You said, as they were shoving shit into my dick, they kept touching my feet, touch here, touch my feet. That's all that's funny.
So as a person who, in general, doesn't like people to touch his feet or be touched with other people's feet, the fact that they just kept running into him was annoying. And I'm in this chair, and because I've had a hip replacement, my left leg doesn't spread out as far as the right leg does. Oh, but the doctor's going to make it happen. So he's like yanking on the leg. It's a whole... It was ridiculous, right?
He just needed more space to shove shit up your
right,
dick.
Well, quit bumping into my feet and you can get more space.
Well, right? Spread your leg out farther, maybe they would have had more room to walk around.
Plus, don't give me a tape that says it's minimally invasive. That was the most torturous 40 minutes or so I've ever been in my life.
Okay,
it's
ridiculous. All jokes aside, it is pretty minimal if you think about it.
Are you kidding me?
compared to cutting you from the top of your chest all the way down to your belly button and opening you up, it's pretty minimal.
Okay, so for having a prostate issue, why would they cut you from your neck down to your belly button?
Well, he's talking about other surgeries.
No, I'm just saying in the grand scheme of...
No, man.
What was this considered, an operation?
A procedure.
It's a procedure.
Okay, in the grand schemes of some procedures, it's pretty minimal.
Really?
They're not cutting you open. They're not like creating a new hole in your body. They're just filling your hole with something.
Okay. So,
and it's just kind of your worst hole to fill.
Look, dude, for 60 years, that's been an exit only. Things aren't supposed to go up that way.
That you know of.
Well, some dudes do that.
No, nobody shoves stuff up there.
Yeah, they do.
No, they don't.
There's some dudes.
No.
I mean, you don't know them. They're not out in the streets in a parade, but no. They exist.
So, you know,
maybe you do know them.
Yeah, that's right. I know them. We sit around and shove things up our wieners.
Well,
no, I'm just saying, like, it may be something they never talk about, but they... It could be anybody.
Why would they do... Well, explain to me why somebody would do this.
Well, because they derive...
I have no idea, dude. Why do people shove things up their ass for fun?
Prostate.
Okay, whatever. You're getting...
Well, why do people...
You can't throw things out there. You cannot throw things
and,
out there
like,
and then not answer
tail
with
hangs
a decent
out
answer.
And it makes them feel like an animal. Like, I don't know, but no, this shit's out there.
Well, there's some people that derive sexual pleasure from people beating their ass.
Trust me that there was nothing sexually... appealing about this procedure.
Well, yeah, because they were touching your feet.
Well,
not only
dude,
my feet.
David Carradine, right? He liked, like, almost choking to death. Well, he ended up choking himself to death. But he liked choking, like, right before he was, like, having sex. Like, he's a weirdo. Like, shit just happens. People
no, 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 no. It was agony, man. There's nothing there for pleasure. Not even close.
I know, but some people get off on the agony and the pain of it.
Okay. Well.
Just makes them feel good.
It was not minimally invasive, no matter what you want to say.
Well,
I'm just saying, compared to like a procedure where it's cutting you
How about
open,
we don't compare? How about we compare it to itself?
Well, the term invasive is being used in different ways. You're saying it's invasive because they literally invaded your pee hole, but... In terms of surgery, invasive means they got to cut open and dig in your insides.
I had my left hip replaced.
Yeah, that was...
They had to cut
invasive.
It open.
That's invasive.
That was not anything. What the problem was my heart messed up after the surgery. But cutting the hip was not terrible at all. This, which they do... And then, oh yeah,
invasive.
They don't knock you out for it. They want you to enjoy the whole experience, so they give you a Valium and say, hey, deal with it.
Oh, no, 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 you're going to numb my dick up.
Nope,
they didn't.
No, sir.
Oh, no, 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 you give me a nurse, get some numbing cream, numb it up, and then you can start putting shit up there if you want.
They
you
put a
the
little
doctor,
bit of numbing gel on the Someone's... tip of the utensil that they shove up your...
Okay, is the beep... Who's got the beeping?
It's not me. There's nothing on this end.
What are you talking about?
Yeah.
There's beeping. There is beeping. You can't hear it. There is beeping happening.
Okay.
He's officially lost his mind.
No, there was beeping.
Oh my god, it's driving me insane. There's definitely beeping. Anyway. NYPD Blue.
Anyway, you got your dick played with. You didn't like it. Let's move on.
It was ridiculous. It wasn't didn't like it. You know what? I don't like having my teeth cleaned. It's not funny, dude. It was traumatic. It was very traumatic. It took a while to get over. Look, man, they knock you out to pull a tooth. But they don't knock you out to shove stuff up your dick.
Yeah, because some dudes just do that on Saturday night.
Okay, let's take the 2% of the population out that do it on a Saturday night. The rest
Look, man,
of men.
I'm not laughing. I wasn't laughing at the part where you said it was traumatic. I was laughing at that immediately after you said it. Kirk just started laughing.
Well, dude, okay.
And I know he's looking at you, and I know he's done with it, and I know that Kirk saw the real side of it, and it's like he knows it, but it's just like, oh man, it's so funny.
Well, no, it's not just that, because there's two different sides. When Dad comes out of a procedure or surgery, and his initial statements are usually some of the funniest things ever. Especially if it's like where they gotta knock you out a little bit, and then he gets in the car and he's like, "So that was bullshit. Let me tell you about this dumb person." And then he tells me about the thing. But I'm telling you, man, after he came out of this one, when I was like, okay, that would suck. I can't imagine having a bunch of people looking at my dick and then shoving things into it. But him mentioning the feet touching was hilarious. Because it's like all this is going on. He's like, and they're touching my feet. like that was the deal breaker.
Whatever, man.
The only reason that's like hella funny to me is because I remember being younger and on purpose when like he would be watching TV or something, I would just like put my foot on his calf.
Yeah.
He would freak the fuck out. It was so funny. So I can't imagine like him like in stirrups and people just barely tapping his feet.
Not barely. It wasn't barely.
They were basically giving him a foot massage.
They were bumping, bump, 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 bump.
It was bumper cars with feet up in that room.
Whatever. Neither one of you were there. They should knock you out. They should make the room
like
bigger.
Because he was all drugged up. And
they're shoving tools up there, and then they're also flushing, continually flushing it with water. So water's spraying all the fucking place, all over the place.
Turned into a wacky water weasel.
So wait, are they spraying water in your dick hole, or
yes,
are they just splash it down your whole penis?
No, they're it's supposed to go up into your pee hole.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Right, but it doesn't go up and stay up, so it comes back. And what doesn't make it exactly through the hole is hitting the outside and splashing. So you got this water fountain going on in your crotch, six hands on your dick, tools going up your wiener hole, and then they're bumping your feet at the same time.
But compared to
whatever. Back to Sipowicz, you know if you're going to pee, don't just pee all of a sudden.
But comparing it to Sipowicz, when we talk about invasive and non-invasive, he had a hole from the tip, the base of his dick to his belly button, where they took the prostate out and started looking through his shit. That's an invasive surgery. Sure, he's knocked out, but when he woke up, he couldn't move for like 4 days.
And I ran a marathon.
Well, no, you had a...
No. No, it's so like every step on the way to the bathroom
so
hurts.
So petty, so petty, so dramatic. Love it.
dramatic.
Well, you had a
and I ran a marathon.
Well, you had a catheter.
How about this? Did you get to go home the next day?
The same day with a fucking catheter.
Oh my god, the catheter shit was so funny.
Catheters are fun. Good for you.
Yeah, uh-huh.
He gets the catheter, and then we get home, and he's like, oh, apparently you don't even need to do this. They just decided I need one.
Yeah, that's what the doctor said. The doctor said, this is optional, but we're going to give it to you anyway. Hey, great, thanks. Now I can, like, walk around for 3 or 4 days with, like, a tube up my wiener. Right?
Well, they saw how much you were enjoying it during the procedure.
Maybe because you were so drugged out, you don't remember exactly how much you enjoyed it. maybe mentally you were thinking one thing, but like everything else was just showing you being all about it. I don't know.
Dude, I'm hopping around on the table, right? I'm trying to stay as still as I can, but I'm like flailing on the table.
That's why they're touching your feet. You're a bucking bronco.
And all of the doctors...
Yeah, they're trying to tie you down, bro.
The people in the room are going, you're doing fine. No, I'm not doing fine. I got shit shoved up my dick. That's not fine. that does not qualify for fine.
Well, generally speaking, you're doing fine for someone who has shit shoved up their dick.
You know what? You always want to rationalize shit.
Like,
well, it is minimally invasive, you know, if they cut your head off. Hey, you know, you are doing fine. No, I'm not doing fine. It wasn't minimally invasive. It was bullshit on a stick. And they didn't do a very good job of it to begin with, so it got worse. So, there. Go ahead.
Wait, what got worse?
What got worse? Well, you're still peeing.
It could have been better.
Oh, it could have been better.
Why not just knock the guy out?
Wait. What could have been better, though?
The whole procedure.
If he was just knocked out.
Why not just knock you out, do what they got to do, and wake you up in an hour? That's what the guy did to pull the wisdom tooth.
Did you ever ask them why they didn't knock you out?
Not necessary. That's not necessary.
That's not necessary.
That's what he said. That's not necessary. Really? Seems kind of fucking necessary. Anyway,
maybe you need to be alert.
It makes it even better. It's like there's a secret community of like doctors who are like, we could put these guys out, but fuck it. We're just gonna make them feel it, and we're gonna fuck with them.
So you know, it here's what I told Rick. If you have the wherewithal to put yourself through school to be a doctor, right?
Yeah.
To me, it probably doesn't matter which field of doctor you're going to be. Right? If you can get through,
medical school,
eyes, ears, and nose, and throat, or whatever, you can get through, you know, podiatry. Or you can get through... Why pick this as your field? Why go, you know what I want to do? This guy has had his fingers.
You could
so,
just be like, but the thing is like, you could be really good at it.
How do you know that you're really good at it?
The first time you put a finger.
If you're in school and you're studying like certain sections of biology,
which
every doctor has to take, like different biology classes, and you have to go through different health classes. There just may be a certain section of the body that you do better on.
Like, you were a basketball coach. Like, maybe you see a kid who's better at this than other things, and so you encourage him to be in a position. Well, maybe, you know, the professor saw that dude was just really good with assholes and dicks.
Like, you're not going to ask J.J. Redick to rebound and play defense.
And you're definitely not going to ask him to
show like, maybe this kid was in high school.
That's based on physical size,
understanding,
man.
The function of the full body, but he was just really good with, like, a butthole and dick, dude. Like, I don't know.
And you're not going to ask Montrezl Harrell to shove shit up your ass.
Is he just a, like, a male, like, dick and butt doctor?
Yes.
That's the official name.
That's what his card says.
Male dick and butt doctor.
Yep.
Dr. Chanson, the male dick and butt doctor.
Proctologist. Sorry,
yeah, proctologist.
I forgot the word. Proctologist.
Urologist.
urologist.
No,
what
urologist.
What does proctologist deal with?
Proctologist deals with the prostate in your asshole. The urologist deals with, I guess, your prostate and bladder shit through the front. Through the,
okay.
Through
okay.
the front entrance.
Oh, he gets to the back entrance. Before the surgery or the procedure.
God damn it.
He goes into the room.
He stuck his finger up your ass.
Way up it. Okay, not just a little bit up it. Not like, it's like, hey, hold on, I'm digging for fucking gold here to numb your prostate from the backside.
So wait. He stuck his fingers in your asshole to numb your asshole.
To numb the prostate. Prostate, not my
to
my
numb
asshole
the prostate
is not numb.
That's up in your asshole.
But
you would think, like, before he stuck his fingers in, he would just put a little dabble do ya right on the butthole, right? And just wait like 2 seconds and then
a little dabble do ya.
So basically, you know, he greases the sucker up and like goes way up. I've been checked before. He went way up.
He went. He was going to vacation.
Right? Then he pulls it out and makes you wait for 20 minutes.
When you're older, your prostate moves farther and farther in, so, you know.
He's fucking with you. He doesn't know anything about the prostate. Okay.
Thank you again for listening to Asher Brothers Podcast. If you can, please rate and review the show on wherever you're listening to it. And you can check out NYPD Blue Balls on the same places that you're listening to Asher Brothers Podcast. But we're only talking about the show NYPD Blue there. We are on Instagram at Asher Brothers Podcast. We're on Twitter at Asher Bros Pod. And normally I don't do calls to action with the audience just because, I don't know, I'm terrible at podcast marketing. But the point is, during this episode, in the middle of it, there is a beeping. There is a distinct, rhythmic beeping that eventually ends, and we talked about it. Let me know on Instagram and Twitter, and let me know there, Asher Bros Pod, or Asher Brothers Podcast, or even my personal one, Kirk Has Glasses. Let me know if you heard the beeping. I played it back for Papa Asher. He could not hear it. I hear it every time I do the editing. I don't want to seem insane, but I could do with some verification from someone else that there is indeed beeping in the episode. So please contact me, Asher Bros Pod on Twitter, Asher Bros Podcast Instagram, or Kirk Has Glasses directly on either of those. If you spend a lot of time on Twitch, I'm there at Kirk Has Glasses, mostly playing public domain film and talking about it, and playing some video games. Also on YouTube, making videos, Kirk Has Glasses. Kirk Has Glasses anywhere if you just want other random stuff from me. Please have a safe and wonderful holidays. Please wear a mask, socially distance, make smart decisions, and have a good one. Peace.
Maybe he felt like he had to hold in that stitching, because when he takes off the pants, you see his really big scar on his stomach for the surgery.
Did you have that when you had your procedure? Did you have a scar on your stomach, Deb?
Nope.
He just had a scar on his conscience.
That's why it's minimally evasive.
Oh, man, that's funny.